This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A local school district says one of its employees was seriously injured this morning after being hit by a bus. Angleton ISD says this occurred at the transportation center. KHOU reports that it happened as the employee was walking into work. Emergency personnel were called immediately and the employee was transported by life flight to a nearby hospital. The incident did cause some delays in student pickup this morning. Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has officially joined the race for U.S. Senate. She kicked off her campaign in front of supporters in Dallas. Crockett will face State Representative James Tallarico in the Democratic primary. They are competing for the seat held by incumbent Senator John Cornyn, who is in a tough re-election battle with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Congressman Wesley Hunt. Meanwhile, locally, early voting ends today in the runoff election to fill a Houston City Council seat. Former City Council member Dwight Boykins and attorney Alejandra Salinas are squaring off after finishing within about one percentage point of each other back in November. This is to fill the at-large position 4 seat on Houston City Council. And Houston ISD has settled a lawsuit with parents who sued the district earlier this year over how staff were referring to their daughter. The parents claimed that school officials used masculine pronouns and a different name for their daughter without parental permission. Under the settlement, the parents agreed to drop the suit after the district agreed to instruct their staff to refer to their child as a girl.